This is WKSU News. I'm Jennifer Kahn. Despite the global pandemic, the Akron Police Academy has continued training its first class of recruits since 2008. Akron's academy became a casualty of the Great Recession. Most of the city has been sequestered at home, but 45 Akron police recruits have been together since last December, undergoing intensive hands-on training in both the classroom and in the field.
It is important to have some type of command presence while in the intersection.
Yes.
The safety of everyone relies on you, the same way that
being a part of a big group has been my favorite part of the training.
That's 28-year-old Trevante Riley. Born and raised in Akron, he says there's already a bond between the recruits.
They opened up this new training to gain that brother and sisterhood that the force has been needing, and I think it's definitely worked.
We all have the same common goal. I think that's really important, and it kind of brings a sense of security.
Laurel Johnson is 26 from Stowe.
You know, we've spent how many months together, and we're going out on the street, and we're going to be a team.
The city has said this class reflects more diversity than academies past, including age. Akron raised eligibility from 35 to 40 years old. Lieutenant Gerald Forney heads up the department's training and continuing education.
We were just trying to get more mature individuals, increase the pool. Law enforcement is struggling to find qualified candidates.
Forney says timing was actually in their favor in terms of the onset of the pandemic and the training.
We got through a lot of our hands-on stuff. We call it subject control, which is our physical part as far as like handcuffing and arm bars and taking people to the ground. We've been through our firearms. So we were fortunate we were, you know, already through that when the 1st of March came around.
Still, much has been dictated by the governor's orders. Everyone wears personal protective gear. The recruits have been organized into small groups so they can meet in separate rooms. Even roll call has followed the edicts of the pandemic, with trainees gathering each morning in parking lots. Forney says they had to keep training moving.
You know, the people out in the street, our shifts, need these new officers to come out there, is why it was really important for us to continue our training.
Physical capability is essential in peace officers, so recruits undergo endurance tests, running, sit-ups, push-ups. Forney says the state, which observes that part of the training, initially mandated that the recruits had to wear masks, even while running.
That would have been impossible. Really, to run a mile and a half, and we never trained with a mask on.
Akron was able to get that mandate overturned.
That was a kind of a challenge, because that would have really held us up as far as our graduation and getting actually on the street.
Forney says the streets the recruits are graduating into will be different than before the pandemic.
When they go out on the street, it's going to be slower than it is. And they're going to also wear the N95 masks and goggles and gloves when we have contact with the public.
Recruit Trevante Riley says everyone just has to be smart.
We're obviously going to have to go hands-on with people. I think it's just going to be a good idea for everyone to ease back into society and take it easy.
Things may be quieter when recruits hit the streets, but Laurel Johnson doesn't mind a slower pace.
I do think it can benefit us and give us a little bit more time to reevaluate certain situations and how to handle things.
Johnson and Riley were selected from a pool of more than 1,200 applicants. Public service runs in Trevante Riley's family. His older brother is on the Akron Police Force. His younger sister is an Akron firefighter.
We want to help people, and being a part of the community is very important to my family and myself.
Johnson hasn't always wanted to be a cop.
I had a full-time job out of college, and I had a business degree. I did that for 4 years full-time, and I kind of just reevaluated my life.
After 24 weeks of training, the recruits will take a comprehensive final exam and graduate on May 29th. Forney says graduation will not be the same affair the city would host in normal circumstances.
That's sad, because I know they want to share that with their families. We are going to do something. I mean, if that means live streaming it so they can watch it. Like I said, it's just a little sad. Their families won't be able to be there and share with them.
As peace officers, they will be divided among Akron's existing patrol shifts and start their first day on the job on June 1st. I'm Jennifer Kahn, 89.7 WKSU.